right, so welcome to another season of the Musicians Insider. I'm really excited to launch this season, and our first guest is none other than Anonymous, who's an amazing artist from California, Los Angeles. I met him through some friends, and we used to skate together, and I'm really lucky that he rapped on one of my tracks. So I want to hear more about what is going on with Anonymous and what has been happening with your music career. I know the pandemic has slowed things down, but tell me about what you've been up to and what things are happening lately with your career.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me on the show. Recently, you know, I've just been working on a video. So I had when the pandemic started, I lost my job and I was on unemployment, but it was like a good thing in a way because I was getting a good amount of money. So I was able to do videos with my homie Nuncio. So we would do videos like at least once a month. And we would I was just inspired because I lost my job. I was like, all right, well, I got a means of income and I can use this money to, you know, turn that negative and to turn it into something positive. So, I mean, I made Better Days. I made Let's Shine. And I made every song after that kind of reflecting on my life. Then at some point I was like, all right, well, I'm kind of running low on money. I need to learn how to do this myself. So I bought a camera and started doing photography, learning how to do that, learning how to do videos. And now I'm at the point where I have my girlfriend shoot my videos and I just edit them. And so far, I mean, when the first time we did it, you know, some of the shots were shaky and, you know, we're just learning. We didn't have a gimbal or a stabilizer. Then I bought a stabilizer and we're learning from there. But each time we do a video, the quality is getting better. The editing is getting better. And yeah, man, right now, what I have, I've been working on a project. I'm waiting to get like the cover done, and I've been writing songs, so I've been keeping busy. Right now, I'm just looking for a job.
Well, I've been watching a little bit of it, and as you mentioned, the production value every time gets better and better. I'm proud of you, man. It sounds awesome, and I was just wondering if you're doing any shows yet, but I guess it's kind of hard to book shows with this fucked up pandemic. What's the scene like in LA right now?
I know there's shows here and there, but I don't know how. As far as people are asking for your proof of vaccine or a proof that you don't have coronavirus, as far as that, I'm not too sure. I know some shows do ask and some shows don't. I guess depending on how big the venue is, I know the bigger venues are probably ask for it, but if it's like a small event that's happening, I don't think they'd ask for it if it's outdoors. I mean, I think people still wear their mask, but I'm honestly not too sure, and I haven't really been going to shows.
Right. Well, I think it's slowly coming back. I mean, hopefully next year we'll be able to do something. I'd love to play a show somewhere in the States, and I might do a tour next year. I'll let you know if we're anywhere near you. But I'm playing my first show. It's like a warm-up show in about 3 weeks, four weeks here in my hometown area. And I've been at the gym for a week with a trainer. I'm fucking dying. I have to drink 3 liters of water a day. First time I've been in for a long time, so I have a new personal journey I'm working on that's just related to getting in shape for my next year. I'm trying to get rid of these bags under my eyes. I think it's because I've been eating the wrong food. So I never knew that when you work out, you're supposed to eat like a crazy regime of food. I didn't really know how to do that, and I'm kind of all over that right now. It's pretty fun. You been to any festivals at all? Anything at all out there?
I know they have like the EDCs and stuff like that. I know they're having like the Art of Rap. I think in the next month. I think in October. I think that's sold out though. I know they're having shows right here. Like there's one with Ice Cube headlining, and he has a bunch of artists right there opening up for him. But I think it's all the same thing, as they're all asking for proof of vaccine, or to show that you don't have the coronavirus.
I had a talk with Parker, who we recorded with at Excellent Sound. Shout out to Parker and Excellent. Hopefully can connect a little more with him. I know he's doing a lot of really cool stuff. So I don't know. I'd love to get you on another track sometime whenever we can. I really like what you did on So Gone. I mean, that was great. Perfect. Just what I needed. And my purpose of my podcast, it's called The Musician's Insider. And what we do is it's kind of like, It's advice for musicians. So instead of asking you to tell me, you know, all about, you know, what you're doing, I do want to have that on here. I also want to know, like, what advice would you give a new artist that might be in your area or so that doesn't really have the resources to do things? I know you're a really killer DIY guy. Like, you'll sit there in a room with all the computers you can and make it sound amazing with whatever you got. and I'm impressed by that. So I'd love to hear some advice you have for some people that maybe don't have the resources you have, but maybe are in a similar situation, and you're pulling it off, so.
I would just say just start with whatever you have and whatever you can get your hands on. If you just have a decent microphone or whatever, and you have a little room or a little space to record, I would just record and just learn how to get your flow on point. Well, depending on whatever, if you're gonna go do rapping or make beats, you just keep doing it. And if at some point you feel like you get better, show some people and to see the reaction. But I wouldn't too fall too much on I mean, it doesn't hurt to show people to see what they think about your music, but don't take it too hard, especially when you know you're just beginning. You can't be too hard on yourself. You gotta learn how to have fun with it. And that's something I learned. Like, I would do something and I knew I wasn't that good. Because when I started with my cousin. My cousin was always better than me. And I would always fall off the I wouldn't have it in my verses in sync. I'll be falling off into the next line. But he was always in sync. And I would get irritated. I'm like, fuck, man, I want to get better. But thing is, it was something in me that just wanted me to get better. I just wanted to get better. So each time I would write a song, I would slowly, trim whatever fat I have in my verses to make it flow well, the transition to be smooth and clean. So I think you just have to have fun with it. And if you don't have resources, I would suggest hitting people up. Go to studios. If you have the money, if you don't have the money, save up to buy your own equipment and then, learn from there. And I would say go to shows, do open mics, meet different people on Instagram, follow some different artists as well, show love. Like you can't just expect to get anything and you're not giving it, So I would just say, keep a lookout for other artists as well. Or I think if you're just around the right people and you actually want to do this, I see it like skateboarding. Like people always ask me, oh, how do you get so good at skateboarding? How do you do that? I just tell them like, well, you gotta know how to fall. Like, you gotta know how that a skateboarder, you're gonna fall and eat shit and it's gonna hurt, but you're gonna have to get back up and try that trick again till you get it. So I see that the same thing with music. You're gonna fucking fail so much until you finally land that one trick or get that one song that's really good, So I
I
think
love this. This is great.
So that's the way I see it. And that's, I mean, I always use that reference for music or anything in general. You'll be at a skate park filled with a bunch of other skaters, and some may be better than you, but you're trying this one trick and you keep trying and trying and you're falling, you're eating shit, you're failing, you're constantly failing. And other people are seeing this and they can be like, oh, he's not gonna get it, or whatever. They might think that whatever they want. But then you land that trick and they see like, oh shit, he was dedicated and he ate shit so many times up to the point where he finally got it. Like he didn't give up. And I think that resonates with a lot of people. Like people love to see something like that. People want to see someone that constantly falls and falls, but when they get it, they like to see like, damn, he has dedication and he's very passionate on what he does.
You
It's
only
not just for
fail.
the,
You only fail if you
yeah.
go home before you finish.
Yeah. And there's times where you're gonna eat shit bad, dude. Like I'll be at the skate park and I'll fall all the way down from the half pipe and land on my back and I'm like, all right, I'm done for today. And
Yeah.
you'll have those days. You'll have those days, like it's gonna happen, but you just gotta learn how to push through it and know that, hey, maybe today's not the day, you come back to it tomorrow. I think it's just that you can't be too hard on yourself, especially in the beginning stages too. Like you can't, it's a lot harder when you have more years and trying to be like, all right, how can I be creative this time? What can I do differently to do that? And that's like the fun part too, to learn how to be like, all right, how can I step outside the box this time?
I definitely relate to that part. I got a lot of years, but I will say it's cool that your positivity is coming through here. I really like it. And the main thing is don't give up, right? Stamina. That's my company's called Stamina. I've been working on this forever. I still haven't put out my first album. I'm like two albums in and I still haven't put out an album.
But you've
But
been releasing singles though, huh?
no, it's completely for the this record Against the World, it's completely coming out soon. But it's not
Okay.
out at all, and we shot a new video. I'll have to show it to you soon. But yeah, I guess talking about the advice thing, I think it's really important that people learn from their mistakes, get back up, and like the skateboarding thing is a really good analogy. Only with the music, you really don't get physically injured.
Or you
So,
get more hurt. It's like, oh man, they don't like my music or whatever.
but
And
that's the
some
thing
ways,
is, it's like you can get past that so much easier if you just let it bounce off you.
and then that's
Skateboarding,
just
I don't know
true.
how to fall very well. I keep breaking shit, so I'm having a hard time.
Yeah, I've never broken anything, man. Knock on wood.
You're good at falling. You don't wear pads. I figured out what's wrong. I learned how to skate on ramps at skate parks, and so when you fall, you go to your knee pads or you go to your elbow pads. Yeah. And then when I'm street skating, I'm on a rail fucking bailing, and I'm trying to go to my elbow pads, and I put my arm down and break it because I don't know how to fall. You know, ooh. And it's not that kids don't want to wear pads. It's that they don't want to go to their knees. They want to roll out of it and run out of it, and the pads get in the way.
Yeah, because you're only allowed to bend so far with the pads on.
But maybe wear a helmet is what I would tell everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been a fan of the helmet at all. But one time it did help me out. I was at a skate park and I was doing I think I was doing an overcrook on a ledge. And I slipped back and hit the corner of the ledge. But luckily I had the helmet. So that's the only time a helmet actually helped me out. But I mean, it's not because I wanted to wear it. It's because at the skate park you had to wear it because they don't want you to sue or whatever.
Do you remember? I think you were with me. I went to a skate park with Adam one time way out near you guys. And there was like this thing where it went down and it went flat and it went up. And it was like those concrete kind of things. And I had my helmet on and I tried something where I was trying to ollie like really high up to the ledge. And I completely missed and I landed on my head. And I was the only guy there with a helmet.
Was it Burbank?
No, it was like out near you guys, like out that way. It doesn't matter. But I just remember.
Where I lived in my grandma's house around that area?
Yeah, it was somewhere around there. Yeah. And it was like a concrete one where it was like a lot of banks going down and flattened up. And it was a park I'd never been to very often. But there's a lot of people.
Okay, and it has like the brick side slope, right?
There's like those weird corner ones, like triangle corners everywhere, too. Like, you know what I mean?
It might have been 4th Street right next to my grandma's house.
It sounds like it. One of those ones. And I remember just like landing on my head, and I was the only one with a helmet on. I don't know. I love snowboarding. I love skateboarding. I just need to keep that shit in its place where I can enjoy it. And I guess maybe I'll wear hockey gloves. I don't know how to fall properly. It's bothering me. I mean, I've been skating for so long.
Stick to half pipes, bro.
No, I'm taking,
I don't know why. It's way easier to fall and catch yourself on a half pipe than in street.
Because you can slide all the way down.
Yeah, you can catch yourself. And even if you fall, you can kind of find your way to slide down. Like, you know, like even if, but there's sometimes you don't have those moments where you'll fall all the way back and then you won't be able to slide.
So I broke my arm on a spine that was going from 7 feet high to 3 feet. Yeah. And I was doing something. I was going to try to do a fakie pivot over it. And then I'll just cross it first and practice. And when I was crossing, my foot fell off and I did a tail block and I dropped in. It was only 3 feet. But my foot fell off and I just fell weird. My hand went straight down. It's only 3 feet high. There's nowhere to fall. It broke. And I had a fucking wrist guard on.
And you can keep breaking your arms and legs, huh?
I'm just going to play music. I'm not going to ride the hoverboard on stage either. I have two of them right there. But
yeah.
All my boards are right there, too. Let me see here. Can I turn that? Yeah. Where is it?
Okay, so. There's the same place from that company you used to work at? Or is it, you still work for that company?
No. I'm at home. There's my hoverboards. I rented a place. I now live in Canada. And, I have Stamina Music. I'm working on a tour, hopefully, with a couple different things, maybe in the States in 2022. But, just trying to get this podcast rolling, trying to put some pretty interesting people on. I had Ryan, my roommate, on, talking about moving to L.A., I thought that was a good thing where you could tell people what is it like to move to California from the East Coast and try to be in the entertainment business. Yeah. So any thoughts on anything like that's always wonderful. But tell me a little more about when your next album or next video is coming out, or what do you have next coming out?
Well, I have a project that I'm working. It's done already. Basically, I just been waiting to get a cover, but I'm calling it So What. So it's basically on every album that I've done, like, for example, like my first project, I called it Just Breathe because I had a song called Just Breathe, which is the song that sparked the whole project for me. And then after that, I had Touch the Sky because I wrote a song called Touch the Sky, and that sparked the next project. So for this one, I know it's been like almost 3 years since I dropped like an official project. I mean, I released singles here and there, but 3 years, and I wanted to drop something that kind of fit like the mood for those first two, to be like the trilogy to that. But I'm making it an EP, so it's like at least 7 songs on there. And it's all, you know, all the beats are by me. I mean, all the lyrics by me. I have a few friends that are featured on there. I've had a guy play a saxophone on one of the songs. I have a DJ scratch on a few songs, too. So it's pretty tight, man. But as far as that, I should be releasing it within this next, I would say a month and a half. I got a video coming out, and that's the So What. I'm calling it, it's the So What music video. And I'm basically done editing it, and it's there. I'm just waiting to get that cover so that way I can add, like, oh, coming, dropping this album, the project's dropping on this day. And once I get that, I can start figuring out how to market it. Because that's what I've been doing. I've been learning how to do Photoshop and do all the stuff to learn how to have more content for Instagram to promote it.
What are you using for distribution?
What is it called?
Is it DistroKid?
DistroKid? Yeah.
Are you using that? So I used DistroKid when it first came out, and it totally messed up on me. But it was when they first started, and I think things have changed since then. Like, it took, like, they wouldn't respond. Tracks wouldn't go up where they were supposed to go. And it was really, really awful, actually. I had the hell of a time with it. That was, like, 2012, though. So I'm not here to knock DistroKid, but I'm just thinking, like, how is that experience?
I mean, so far it's been good. Like, I would post, like, sometimes, I know they say give it like a month before you post something. So that way, if you're like planning on releasing it, you'll put a date, at least do it a month before. But I've done it like a few days before, and it still pops up like within that same day. So I think it just depends. I know on it'll pop up on Spotify and stuff like that, but on some other like platforms, it might take a little longer.
And are you able to like make a release date and meet that date with that platform? Because I found that a lot of these platforms, if you try to do a release date, like, you need at least, like you said, a month, but then it doesn't really happen when it's supposed to. And then they generate the links and you don't have them yet, and you can't do it all until you've released it, because then you get the link, you know, like the backwards kind of things that happen with that.
No, I mean, so far from what I've been doing, it's been working on me.
Awesome.
And it depends. I mean, I'll do it a week before, but at least give it a week. But there's been times I've done like 2 or 3 days to be like, all right, well, fuck it. It'll be like the song I did was called Light My Owl. It's basically me being at the house, it's getting high and shit like that. So I was like, all right, I was like, I'm gonna release this when I release this. And I was like, oh shit, today's 4/20. Fucking might as well. I forgot. I was like, all right, release it today. And I fucking released it, and it showed up.
That's awesome.
Within the same day, I was like, oh shit, like, all right. I was like, all right, well, I mean, like, I guess, I don't know how, honestly, it says, some people say month, but I mean, it comes up for me.
So from what I've learned, generally you want to do like, when you do release something, you kind of want to do a pre-release for like a month, where you say the first week you release like maybe the single, and then the next week you release a video, and then the next week you have like podcast interviews, and then the next week the album drops or something, like when you're going to put out the EP or the album. Try to have like some sort of like a very simple plan like that will actually really, really help you with your pre-release sales and things like that. And that's what I recommend to people to do. I'm still trying to figure mine out, and when it happens, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, so I've been having time to do it. It's just more like I have a whole like plan on my wall of what I want to do. It's like I'm still a fan of physical copies and stuff like that. And I know people still do, like, will support that. So I want to make at least a limited amount. And at the same time too, I want to make t-shirts of the project and stuff like that. So that way, cool. I don't just like, oh, here's just a project. No, I got the physicals, merch. I got the merch, and then videos to go with it as well.
So I love what you're doing, like, man.
A whole rollout.
I don't have, like, my album hasn't come out yet. I don't have a record company that's got tons of artists or anything on it. It's just me. Mm-hmm. I got a great manager and some really cool people. My first show's coming up, but the reason I'm saying this is, like, if my deal allows me to distribute artists and things like that, I definitely want to, you know, hear what you're doing more, because me might be able to help you out. I would love to, because I like what you're like one of the best do-it-yourself artists I've seen, but you don't have the exposure you deserve. And I don't know what you have to spend money to get that. And that's the hard part, right?
Yeah.
I've spent a lot of money on the production and the technical stuff. Like, for my show for the last year, like, I haven't really been able to sit around recording guitar parts because I've been busy creating how to play it live with all the backtracks and Ableton. And I have a drummer. I have a fucking drummer now, and he's awesome. His name's Jack, and he can sing. So, but I'm doing my first gig without him because he's out of town, and I'm just going to do a warm-up gig with some friends of mine and their band before they do some shows, and I'm going to just play to the drums and stuff. But I got to get that dialed in and hopefully get some shows happening soon. I'd love to play a show sometime anywhere near you guys. Well, so thank you for coming on. What I'll do is... I'll let you know when we're going to post this season 2. I'm pretty excited about it. If you have any releases coming up, please let me know, and I'll put them on the podcast page. I can update it And I'd love to have you back if you have more going on. And I'd love to see you if we have a show. Maybe you can come sing your verse somewhere.
I'm down, bro. Just let me know whenever you're in town or near my area. I'm down to show up to do that.
Can you fly to Canada for like the next 3 weeks for one half for a 30-minute show? Come up and sing one
I
song.
wish I had the money like that right now, bro. If I had the money like that, I wouldn't mind doing something like that.
Well,
I've never been to Canada, bro.
do you have a passport?
No, I don't have a passport.
Get a 10-year passport so that when you have the opportunity, you're not like, oh shit, I don't have a passport. So there's some advice. If you want to go international with your music career, get a fucking passport.
Do you have to get the vaccine in order to get the passport or now, or how does that work?
Well, I mean, are you getting the vaccine?
No, I haven't gotten it.
So,
I don't know if I want to get it, but I mean, if
well,
it's at some point, I know eventually I'm going to have to get it.
I don't want to go on here and tell people what to do, but I would say talk to your doctor. Unless there's some reason you can't, you probably should, and then you can work. So, as a musician, you can't do shows at venues that require double vaxes, and the
Yeah.
testing is annoying. I mean,
Oh
unless you
yeah.
have some reason not to get it, just fucking get the vaccine, people. Anyway, so enough about that. But I'm glad that you seem like you're doing real well out there. So hopefully we get to visit again sometime soon. And the places where people can find your music is the best place, your Instagram. And if so, you want to just tell me that and I'll put it up in front here.
Yeah, it's at anonymous to MC94.
Yep. Do you have a
You can go to
website?
my Yeah, no, I don't have a website right now. I had a website, but I had to get that going again. But you can find me on YouTube. Just type in anonymous MC, and if you can't find that, just type in anonymous Better Days, and you can subscribe to my channel from right there. But yeah,
Excellent.
usually I have all my singles right there. You can find me on Spotify. Just look up anonymous Touch the Sky, and that should pop up right there. And yeah, pretty much any platform, SoundCloud. Even I don't really use SoundCloud no more, but it shows up on there.
And when you do write your lyrics, like, are you one of those people who can just rap on the fly? Like, are you good at that? I mean, I think from what I've heard you,
Freestyling?
yeah, like, is that something you do, or do you like to record it and then get trim the fat and go back and then like Dr. Dre that shit? Or how do you
Nah, like let's say if I write it's usually just like I'll kind of like freestyle a little bit, not too much. Like I'll just start and I'll figure out like a line, and from that one line I'll just build off of it. Like I'll be thinking of this fucking like the other day I was thinking about a line I said, like the higher the hill, the bigger the bill, the higher I no, they say the higher the hill, the bigger the bill. I say the higher I am, the better I feel, or something like that. And that was because I was just driving. I was like, huh, that's a funny little line right there. I'm gonna put that away and use that for something.
I like
So it's
that.
like,
That's
and I
cool.
was like, all right, that can be something that, like, if I find the right beat to it, because it wasn't like I listened to a beat and I wrote it. It was just like, oh, that'd be cool to say, and I just wrote it down. And I was like, all right. Usually when I do that, there'll be like little stuff that I put away. Then eventually I'll find a beat and I'll put it and I'll listen to it. I'm like, huh, that goes right there, and then I'll finish off the song like that.
So when that drops someday on some song, we'll link back from this podcast to that song. Love it.
I'm gonna use it. I'm not. I'm gonna use it.
I think you should, man. And oh no, hopefully we can all get in a room together and make music again. That'd be fun.
Oh, definitely. I'm gonna release that. The Be All Right too.
I like it.
I know, man. I haven't. They My friend's been asking me to release it. And I'm like, all right, dude. Like, I need to release that. I'm gonna get it mastered too. So I have like a. I have the stems to it. I know I have all the stems. I just need to go get it mastered. I have a homie that masters, so I'm gonna have him master it, and then release it. So man, I'm pretty excited for that. So I'm gonna have the So What project. Then after that, I'll do the. I have three songs I recorded with right there at the XLMT Studios.
Excellent, yeah.
Excellent. And I have three songs with that. So I'll just call it like the Lost and Found EP since I recorded those songs like a few years ago, and put them out.
It's still
So there's
new
a
until
lot
it
of.
comes out.
Yeah. So I'm gonna have Boof Boof, and I'm working on more songs. So I'm like thinking like, all right, I guess
I
I'm gonna.
got brand new music. Sorry to cut you off. I got brand new music that was written before you were born.
You
It's
probably
brand new
do.
until it comes out, my friend. It's all
Yeah.
brand new. So I know you're saying you've got lost things, but like you're still a brand new artist, you know? So like when you put something out, it's brand new. You don't have to tell people it's old because they don't care.
Yeah.
And they don't know unless they ask. I mean, like if some reason it sounds older, but I think like if it's timeless, that's dope. Your
No,
shit sounds
that's.
great. You spit really good lines. I love what you're doing. I'd love to hear more, and I wish you really well, man.
Thank you,
So
man.
We'll have to reconnect again soon. Anything you want to say before we rock out today?
Just thank you for having me, bro, and for giving me a platform to, you know, to share my music on and to show what I'm all about. So thank you for that, bro.
Oh, hey, anytime. And just so you know, like, I know it seems like we haven't done much since we last saw you, but literally the record's still not out yet. So it's like all this time and it's like literally just about to happen. So thanks for your patience on all that. And hopefully we make some money, right? All right, buddy.
Do a video for that song, dude.
Okay, so the first video is I'm Not Sorry. The second video is going to likely be Change. I don't know what the third video is, but it's going to either be Vibin' Me or So Gone. That's what I'm thinking. And if we do the video, I'm calling you. I might make you do the scene out there, but I'd rather be out there with you and do a whole shoot. We have a really good video production company. I think you're going to like I'm Not Sorry. I'll send it to you as soon as I can. That's just, it's not online yet.
Sure, I'm looking forward to that, dude.
All right, thanks, bud. And so this has been another episode of the Musicians Insider. I'm Cronus once again, and thanks for your time today. Thanks. All right, thanks.